Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Sam Bailey. She is a fabulous singer and the winner of The X Factor in 2013. She has joined the cast of Mamma Mia! The Party until April next year. Since opening in 2019, London has welcomed over 700,000 guests, delivered over 1,500 performances, and has been visited by guests from 110 countries. That's amazing. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you with us. This must be such a fun show to be involved with.
Oh, it's bonkers. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just full on. yeah, the audience have a great time. And so do we. Like we, you know, this is, there's no shows like this, you know. It's so well done and well put together that it's just seamless from start to finish, you know, and people always leave just saying that was the best thing they've ever witnessed. And, you know, the food's great. The, you know, the interaction is great. The sound is incredible. The whole thing is a spectacle. And it really is, even from just walking into the taverna and seeing what feels like you're in a taverna in Greece. It's just incredible.
Oh, brilliant. So for people who haven't been and don't understand the setup, just explain what it's like. You're not going into a theatre watching a show, essentially,
no,
are you?
No, so you're getting an amazing four-course meal when you go in. So it's like, go, you know, you, if you're in Skopelos, you flew out to Skopelos and you're going for a meal at a restaurant, and you get to the restaurant and it's like you're out doors, or the whole place is set, so the set's so intricate. And little secret as well, some of the doors and windows that are in the taverna are actually taken from the movies. So there's little plaques. It's almost a museum as well. So there's little it was taken from, and you know, and so it's like you can walk around and see all these different things that were taken from the movie set, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And you sit down and you have your meal, but in between the meal settings, the servings of the meal, that stuff, which you're kind of in the thick of it. And it's a real spectacle, and it is a party, basically. It's like going to a Greek taverna at the end of the night. Everyone's had a few too many and they're just having a great time, and it's brilliant. It's just so much fun.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us about your role.
So I play the role of Debbie. Debbie is from the UK, and she followed her best friend out there. She got her a job working as a chef. I'm a really good chef, but in everything else, I'm a bit of a liability. My role is kind of a comedy role. And I have a bit of banter with the audience and stuff. And, you know, some things happen that's, you know, not my fault. Not my fault.
Obviously
at
not.
All. Just saying, some things happen and I have to sort of crawl myself through to fix things and stuff. So things happen. She's not really good when it comes to, you know, like, you know, flirting or meeting guys and stuff. So she tries her hardest. That's all she can do. I think there's a little bit of me in there, to be fair. But she does. She has a best friend, and when push comes to shove, she's there for a mate, and they have that bond. That the only way I can describe their friendship when I think of it is they've known each other since they were kids, and they were the ones that were making up dance routines in their bedrooms and stuff when they were younger. So like a lot of that happens in the show, and like, you know, little sort of private little jokes that we have and little giggly moments and stuff. But then, you know, Kate's the, you know, the woman that's running this taverna with Nikos, and she has a serious side, but whenever she's with me, she's not so serious. Yeah. I take her away from that. So my character's that annoying but lovely, you know, art on the sleeve kind of best mate that you've got that always makes a joke of everything. That's me.
Yeah.
But I'm a good chef and my food is amazing.
It sounds like a great part to play.
You must enjoy
doing the comedy roles.
Yeah, I do. I love comedy acting. So, like, fun fact is this particular show is Sandy Toksvig wrote this show. And my dad and myself, when I was a kid, my dad's not around anymore, so he'd be literally spitting feathers if he knew that, you know, I'd even met the woman. And we used to watch her on the TV quite a bit. Her dry sense of humour, comedy timing was just brilliant. And we loved her. And she came to see the show. And the first thing she said when she walked up, she went, "You've got funny bones. You're a very funny lady." And I was like, "Can I have that on a T-shirt? Can you sign it?" Because I was just so blown away. Because Mischief Theatre, Play That Goes Wrong, all that sort of stuff, slapstick comedy, all the sketch shows. That's Smack the Pony, Four Non Blondes, all of that sort of stuff is my bag. And if I'm ever going to do any sort of acting, it's comedy will always be the first thing that I want to do.
Yeah.
Anything where I can make people laugh, because I feel like we need that in the world, you know?
Definitely. And to get that comment and feedback from someone you've looked up to with your dad for so many years.
Yeah, buzzing, absolutely buzzing. Just sort of like, you know, she was really impressed with me, and I was like, you know, that's I just wish my dad had been there to see it, you know, you know, it's an amazing achievement for me. But also at the end of the day, it kind of solidified that this is comedy acting is what I want to do and what I want to go into. As much as I love doing all sorts of acting, I think comedy is kind of where I sit most comfortably. And this role, you know, in this show, I get to play. You know,
yeah.
I get to play. So even though there's a script, there's a storyline that we all stick to, there's certain parts in the show where we get to chat to the audience. And yeah, it can sometimes be really funny. And yeah, I take it to that level and it's brilliant and everyone loves it. So
I bet it doesn't feel like work at all.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. The only difference being is we don't get to eat the food because we're obviously... You know, it smells so nice. The potatoes are my favourite. They're so nice.
Have you at least had the chance to eat the food?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
when
good.
We first went into
nice.
Rehearsals, we all got the opportunity to come and watch it, including Peter Andre, who's his last show next week, sadly, this week. But, you know, we all got to sit down and watch the show. And it was just, it was brilliant. It's such a good show. I'm very proud of myself for being in a show like this, you know, because I've done the musical theatre, I've done the big West End shows and stuff, and this is so different, but it's a little bit of me, this, because it's got a mixture of everything. Is, you know, you can chat to the audience, break the fourth wall. You know, I started off as a blue coat in 1997, so...
Wow. So you mentioned Peter Andre. He's been in it for the last couple of months. What's it been like working with him?
Oh, he's brilliant. He's so good. I mean, he's, you know, you've got to understand that he's Greek. So he's, you know, this is his home, like, and he does it so well. We have, we're very lucky to have quite a few Nikoses in the show. We've got an amazing guy called Constantine who played the role the other night, and it was his first time doing it, and he was incredible. We have another guy called Oscar who's going to be taking over from Peter, who is so much fun. If there's anyone you want to bounce off, you know, and you want someone that bounces back, he's the person. Oscar is amazing. He's going to be playing Nikos, taking over from Peter as of next week. So very, very excited to have that. But sad to see Peter go, because he's been such a great part of the show and such a wonderfully nice person. You know, there's never a bad bone in him. He's such a lovely guy, and he's super talented as well. So I don't think he knows how good he is. So
it must be weird when you've got cast members that are rotating. It must be in one way really sad, because you'll enjoy working with them and get on well with them, but then you have a new person to work with, which is fun too.
Yeah, and they all play the role so differently as well, which is it kind of keeps you on your toes a little bit, you know. know, when you're playing roles with certain people, we have people in the show that job share because they're parents and stuff, you know. So, you know, it's like, it's never, there's never a down moment. There's never a day where you can just sit pretty because you go, oh, I'm doing it to that person. Right, okay, so they do that. But it's brilliant because it keeps me on my toes. But most of all, the audience keep you on your toes because you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
You get hen parties, you can get office parties. They are the ones that party hard, I have to say. And then we get families from all over the world coming to watch the show. We have a lot of people to show.
Okay.
And we get people from Dallas, Texas, lots of people from Texas and Southern America that come to see the show.
Wow.
It's like, you know, if I could pick two places where I know that, you know, we've chatted to people, I would say it's like Texas, kind of like we get a lot of people from there, and then a lot of people from Iceland, and they love to sparkle up. They go in. So if you're going to come to watch the show, you need to dress up and give it that vibe. You need to sparkle it up. It's brilliant.
It's so good. I mean, ABBA are definitely one of those groups that are just worldwide and classic and, you know, not dated at all. Everybody just loves ABBA. So it wouldn't work with so many other bands, would it? But it definitely does with ABBA.
It's like when I first got this job, I was trying to listen to all the music, and I was listening to the car with my oldest daughter, who's like 21. And I was like, I don't know this new show. She went, Mum, this is on my playlist. I was like, I don't know this ABBA song. She went, Mum, this is on my playlist. I'm like, how do you know all this music? You're like 21 and I don't know any of these songs. So I've been very lucky to work with such amazing band as well. Like these guys are incredible. Some of the best musicians I've ever worked with, and they really know their stuff as well. So, and there's one thing that Bjorn said when he first did this show, he wanted the sound to be incredible. Mm. And the sound system that we've got in there is unbelievable, like so good that it's just the perfect sound as well. And the band just make that sound absolutely epic. So every night you're rocking out, you know?
Yeah, fabulous. So does this seem like a world away from the X Factor? I bet when you were auditioning for that back in the day, you didn't imagine that you'd be in shows like this.
No, I went on the X Factor to get a new kitchen. So, you know.
And did you get it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm
brilliant.
I've got a new kitchen. I've got a snug. You know, I've got all these nice things and everything. This is my snug, like literally. I've got
a snug, love it.
Outhouse thing. But you know, I went on it to have nice things. And now I'm doing something I love and getting nice things, which is great, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the winner takes it all, as they say. I'm definitely winning
good,
at the minute.
Very good. See what you
Thank
did
you.
There. Very good. Was the experience fun being on the show? I mean, obviously winning it is amazing. The best ending, I guess.
Yeah, for me, like the whole experience was, you know, I was already singing in pubs and clubs and singing 30-odd songs a night in, like, the local pub or in a social club and stuff. So to sing one song on a Saturday was so easy for me. Like, I was just so chilled. And they gave me – when in the house that we had, I was the only contestant that had their own room. And because I had a kid, so I was talking to my kids over night time. So I was given my own room, and I'd just go up there, learn my song, go to bed next day. What are we doing today? And, you know, and I think because I was a little bit older as well, it's that respect that you've got. If they said you had to be there at downstairs ready to go at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're going out to do some filming, I'd be there at half eight with a cup of tea and my bag ready. You know, it's that played a lot. In, you know, that respect thing of always being on time. I hate being late for anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got on with it. I cracked on. And when other contestants were like freaking out because they, you know, couldn't remember the song, I'm like, babe, I used to sing at the Dog and Duck on a Friday night to five people singing 30-odd songs in the night. And then I'd go and do the same thing again the next night down the social club. You know, you shouldn't be worried. There's one song you're learning, one.
Yeah.
And I had to make sure, I don't think I could do it now because I'm a little bit perimenopausal and I forget all the words to the songs. But, you know, but back then, like 13 years ago, like I don't remember having any stress on the show. I did.
Yeah.
It got to a point where I thought to myself, I don't think I could go back to being a prison officer anymore. I don't actually think I can go back to that job for conflict of interest and safety purposes. I don't think I could go back there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm glad I did what I did. I did go on it to get a new kitchen. But now I've not stopped. I've done so many different things and I've tried different roles and different things. I've done a little bit of radio presenting and stuff and I absolutely loved it. And now my kids are following in my footsteps and I couldn't be prouder, you know?
Oh, that's great. And did you have dreams of being in musical theatre or has that just happened as opportunities arose?
It's just kind of, I fell into it. I really did fall into it. You know, I never wanted to do any of that. I wanted to, you know, when I was, I wanted to be in the RAF when I was younger. I wanted to be a professional footballer when I wanted to do. I didn't really want to be an actor. I'd never trained as an actor. And then I just got thrown in at the deep end and I actually, I feel like I'm quite good at it now. So I've earned my stripes. So onwards and upwards, we'll see where it takes me. So
yeah. You did one of my favourite roles, Mama Morton in Chicago. What?
My first ever role.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
I was a prison officer playing a prison officer, so it was a really good publicity stunt. So, but I feel like that was my first ever job, and if I could hold my hands up and say, I personally, if I look back now, I don't think I was good at it then. I feel like from all the people that some people may say different, but
you got
I feel
the
like
job,
now,
so you were
I did
good
get
enough.
The job. And I had to audition just before anyone says anything. I did have to audition, but I feel like now. If I went back and did that role, which I'd love to do, I'd love to go back because I know I would do it so much better now because I've had all these other shows, Beauty and the Beast, now that's what I call a musical, Fat Friends, Jamie, all these different roles that I've done that I've learned from so many amazing people that I worked with within that job. So I feel completely and utterly, honoured to be... you know, on stage with those people and I learned from them. Yeah. So every day was a school day and now here I am, going into this role and doing this and comedy's now my thing and I love Mamma Mia and, you know, and I hope it's not the end for me in April next year because even now, and I've still got so far to go, I still don't want it to end.
Oh,
so,
I bet.
Yeah.
Well, exciting. Who knows what will be around the corner?
Who knows?
With all these people coming to watch
I know,
you. I saw on
I know.
Your Instagram earlier, was it Gloria Gaynor came
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah. We had
imagine.
A member of NSYNC come
what?
In to watch the show. I did lose it a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
That's
and
crazy.
And when I really wanted to, I had to stop myself from going, oh, thank you so much for coming. Bye, bye, bye. I really wanted to, but I managed to stop myself from doing
it. Oh, you should have done.
No. I went up to Jason Donovan once and just said, I should have said, I really love your work. You're amazing. But instead I went, especially for you. Like that, and then afterwards I was like, what, Sam, why can't you just not talk? It would be so much better if you didn't.
No, so, you're a comedy actress, there you go. See,
and I just see the silly stuff, you know, the stupid stuff comes out of me every now and again, but you know, I'm very grateful. I'm working with, I wish for everyone, it's very inclusive. We've got an amazing audience are coming in and everyone's saying how great it is. And I think it's testament to this show that it's booking out all the time. So people need to get tickets to come and see it because it is an escape and it's a place to come where everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
And you can have a jolly good, so happy and refreshed. And I think that's what's so amazing about this show.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds brilliant. Next time I'm in London, I'm definitely going to come. I love Greek food. I love ABBA. And now I love you. So what's not to
love? Oh, mate. Thanks.
Yay. Well, to get tickets, people just need to go on to mamamiatheparty.co.uk. That is the website. And please go and see Sam Bailey, who's in it until April next year. So plenty of time to get in. But tickets do sell out. So people need
they
to
do,
get in quick.
They do.
Absolutely. Sam, thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for joining us. So lovely to chat
My
with
pleasure.
You.
Thank you.
Take care.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Andy and Anna here from your new favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.